Navigating the digital swarm, EOS bees forge ahead with innovative strategies. From managing swarms to leveraging Lead Sparker, EOS Community's multifaceted approach to enhancing digital engagement and fostering collaborative partnerships. Short summary, 1 minute read. In the recent EOS Community update, developments regarding the Bees Initiative and the PodSum project were discussed. The team is addressing issues such as low-quality comments and API restrictions affecting the initiation of swarms on YouTube. Despite these hurdles, advancements have been made, including the nearing completion of a custom Telegram chatbot. The Lead Sparker tool is also spotlighted for its potential to foster business collaborations, with a particular focus on leveraging it within the EOS EVM community. Looking forward, the team emphasizes a philosophy of perseverance and moral high ground as they navigate challenges and foster a positive community ethos. Full summary, 4.5 minutes read. Recap. Jesse outlined the latest in the EOS Community's Bees Initiative. The bees mobilized to interact with social media content, maintaining a neutral stance especially when faced with negative remarks to prevent any escalation. This strategy is centered around managing negative content more than amplifying positive narratives, as it faces less competition in the market. Technical difficulties. Jesse pointed to challenges encountered while initiating YouTube swarms, predominantly caused by API limitations in the ManyChat and Google Sheets integrated system used for tracking the bees' participation in swarms. Despite exploring several other avenues, all appeared to be costly alternatives due to the involvement of rent takers. Development. The team is developing a custom Telegram chatbot to manage the bees without relying on the Google API, nearing the end of a 6-week development period. This solution aims to prevent data loss while efficiently handling swarm activities. Future plans. While there's a desire to extend swarm services to YouTube and Reddit, it has been met with challenges because of stringent API rules on these platforms. The team is working on overcoming these hurdles, with an acknowledgement that Twitter currently offers a more flexible environment due to its more relaxed API regulations. Lead Sparker. The conversation transitioned to Lead Sparker, a tool utilizing AI to foster potential business collaborations primarily through Twitter, with plans to integrate LinkedIn. It identifies potential collaborators and suggests possible engagements. Lead Sparker for EOS. The EOS community is considering leveraging Lead Sparker to promote EOS EVM incentives to potential collaborators, focusing on projects that would benefit the EOS EVM community. Under Nicholas' leadership, discussions are underway within the EOS community to establish a strategic approach for utilizing Lead Sparker. Addressing low comment quality for swarms. Jesse outlines a strategy to enhance comment quality using ChatGPT. The plan involves pre-approving comments before they are posted, steering away from selecting individual bees to craft comments during swarms. This approach aims to tackle past issues regarding low comment quality. PodSum Project. Patrick and Jesse review the PodSum project's progress, noting its active development period between March and May. They intend to submit it for Pomelo Season 7, anticipating feedback from the EOS community and confirming its alignment with the public goods criteria. PodSum strategy. The team plans to mainly concentrate on summarizing fireside chats because of the extensive length of these videos, with a possibility of including other videos from the ENF in the future. Uncertainty and skepticism. There is uncertainty about PodSum's impact and whether it addresses a significant problem to gain acceptance. They are in the stage of collecting feedback to evaluate the market potential, acknowledging it might be solving only a minor problem compared to swarms and Lead Sparker. PodSum testing and feedback. The strategy is to assess market reaction through Pomelo Season 7, having initiated some free trials that received positive feedback. They are eager to gauge the willingness of people to donate to support PodSum, seeing it as a tool that can facilitate genuine engagement by simplifying content consumption. Appreciation. Gratitude is expressed for team members Jesse, Patrick, and Nicholas for their input in the project. Particular appreciation was shown for Patrick's creation of the motto "Injecting the best nectar into your mindset," which encapsulates the positive and focused philosophy of the Bee Initiative. Philosophy. They emphasize the philosophical backbone of their project, adopting a high moral ground, persevering, and approaching tasks with heart and confidence. This philosophy is expected to guide them towards achieving good fruits through sustained effort and dedication. Promotion. As the discussion draws to a close, there's a mention of the imminent EOS Bees update number 9. The audience is urged to interact with the content by utilizing links and timestamps found in the video description and to visit and engage with the podsum.cc website. The aim is to foster a robust digital presence through active audience participation. Nova Crypto Media helps also with the Antelope Swiss workshops listed on Podsum as main promoter and sponsor of EOS Bees through Pomelo via Mind Web3 services. Closing. The session ends with a synchronized farewell, where everyone voices go EOS Bees together. They express gratitude and a forward-looking enthusiasm for their next gathering.